Blog Talk Radio.
I am so thankful for everyone to be tuning in at this moment right now. I am so excited to be used by the Creator of the heavens and of the earth about this topic entitled Living with Anxiety, How to Break Away. I thank those that have been tuning in for these last past couple of weeks for this show to be back on better and stronger than before. Thank you so much for tuning in this Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Central Time. Let's get right into it. This is how we do it. Get into the word anxiety. Anxiety is a noun, and it means a feeling of worry, nervousness, or unease, typically about an imminent event or something with an uncertain outcome. In this definition, anxiety is the word imminent, I-M-M-I-N-E-N-T, and that's an adjective. And that word means about to happen or overhanging. As we look at our life right now, and on a scale from 0 to 10, on a scale from 0 to 100, being honest with ourselves, what would be the number that we consider our life to be right now? Because the only person that we have to prove anything to is ourselves, nobody else, because another person's opinion doesn't tell or make you to be what they have described, that they have created in their minds for you and I to be. The sea of frustration. The sea of frustration is being in this position that when we reflect on what we fail in doing, or at that particular moment that we gave people the power or the authority to put us in a position that caused us to be stressed, that caused us to be miserable, that caused us to be unhappy. Being in the seat of frustration, we become spiritual sabotage. Spiritual sabotage, because we hold on and we stay in that position as though that we have no power within us to shift the paradigm, to make our life to be better than what it is. No more being in the position to be uncomfortable, to be dissatisfied, to be our own slave master. That's why we have to break away. We must break away. ASAP. Please believe that opposition and enemies begin and end in the mind. We look at outside forces that call human beings. We can allow human beings control us, direct us, and put us in a place that we are displeased with. And that's how disease gets started. Disease gets started from the things that we think about mentally. And the more we feed into the things that make us unhappy and cause us to fulfill our life with anxiety, it start to affect us physically. And we go to another person that call themselves nurses and doctors to prescribe us medicine that they say will remove the pain. You know, we so quick to find what can remove the effect of the pain and not be consciously aware to find out what caused us to have the pain. Go to the root of it. Because whatever medicine we take, the anxiety is still in place. Did you know there are two worlds within us? It doesn't matter about our color, our age, our culture, our nationality, what we believe in, who we believe in. It will affect any human being. It doesn't matter. It doesn't make no favoritism. The two worlds within us, there is a negative world and there is a positive world. Now, the negative world contains frustration, worry, misery, low self-esteem, jealousy, and envy. And the other world that is within us, that's the positive world. And that world contains peace, happiness, love, abundance, gratitude, and patience. Now, when we look at the conscious mind, it more so have contained or the thoughts that come in and out of the conscious mind is that positive world, what is contained in the positive world. Now, underneath that conscious mind, some call it the reactive mind, some call it the subconscious mind. Now, that type of mind is not really aware of the thoughts that come into that mind, whether it be something that is positive, something that is negative, something that is helpful to that mind, unless we are in control of the things that we believe that will bring us peace, that will bring us happiness, that will help us to place ourselves of being consciously aware that we have the power within us, not outside forces having power over us. The power, the real power, is within us. And once we stop and research who we are and what we are, we can begin to control our behavior. Living with anxiety. Anxiety is a mental behavior. Medicine will not cure anxiety. If it will cure anxiety, why people that take medicine for anxiety been taking it for years? Because repetition is powerful. That person that's taking medicine is really a junkie. A junkie. Whether it's a person that's taking medicine that comes from the pharmaceutical store or taking drugs in the streets. Because the person that continue to take the drugs, whether we call it illegal or legal, they keep coming back. But this is supposed to remove the pain. This is supposed to remove the worry. This is supposed to help us to be uneasy. No, in an ease position. And that's why the pharmaceutical company is a billion-dollar industry, because of those that are blind, deaf, and dumb. But the crazy part about it, that when someone come to us showing us the truth about how you can heal yourself and the difference of taking medicine that person is looked at as being crazy. See, that's how powerful the reactive mind and the subconscious mind is. Because the more you feed the reactive mind, and the more that you feed the subconscious mind, the more it make it be that this is the only way to go. This is the only route to take. So those that is living on a fixed income, those that get a check once a month, those are the people that make the pharmaceutical corporation a billion-dollar industry because they have a poor mentality. When you think poor, you act poor. It's not about your mama was poor, your daddy was poor, so it's going to happen to you. My mama died, my daddy died, my granddaddy, my grandmother died from anxiety. It runs in the family. That's a lie. The only reason why anxiety, diabetes, stress, heart disease, heart failure, cancer, AIDS, the reason why these diseases run in the family because we entertain the thought that it's supposed to live in the family because of how many family members have died from the disease. And we repeat it. Why not do something different with our lives, that we can really experience freedom, justice, and equality within ourselves, and peace? We cannot look for no one on the outside. The only one that can truly help us with freedom, justice, equality, and peace is the Creator, the Supreme Being. But the Creator, the Supreme Being, have placed a part of Himself inside of us. We are spiritual beings. My name, Roosevelt Muhammad, it doesn't identify me who I am. That's a name that my mother and my father gave me, a man and a woman gave me. But who I am is that spiritual being that live the life based on what they have repeated to believe in. Who I am is not my name. Have anybody, when you was late for work, did they say the body didn't come in, the arm didn't come in, the leg didn't come in? They only went by the name that was given to them. It doesn't matter what names we have. It's about the person, the spiritual being behind the name. That's why clothing stores have mannequins. If it wasn't for the mannequin, you wouldn't see how the clothes would look on you and I. So it's the person that wearing the clothes. It's not the clothes. And that's why we must stop. We must stop, and we must start doing some research. I can give you answers that you may be looking for, but it's time out to give people the whole meal when they haven't yet ate the appetizer. The appetizer is discovering who you are and what you are. And once you have the knowledge of self, you can begin a journey of freedom, of justice, equality, and peace. And you would not allow a religion to keep you in bondage or allow another human being to cause you to feel as though that it would be impossible for you to show your greatness, to do powerful things in life without they say so. Because the more we run to the clinic, the more we turn it on the news, the more we listen to people's opinion, the more we will continue going on in life, being unhappy, being dissatisfied. And when we see human beings outside of us progressing, being productive, being powerful, and living prosperity, we will become more intimidated. And when we feel intimidated, that's where jealousy and envy take place. But we must break away and remove ourselves from the prison of pain, from the prison of stress, from the prison of fear. Fear is a tool by a man that reflects the devil. Fear is a tool that is man-made, that is considered to be a devil. Because I was once like that. Oh, the devil made me do it. The devil made me do it. You know, I know how things go on, but the devil is busy. We keep the devil living within us. And we feel as though by the way we talk and the way we discuss the devil, that the devil's supposed to always live within. It's supposed to always be the enemy within. And I haven't heard people say, probably not even a handful of people say, that within us, it can be nothing but goodness. It can be nothing but peace and happiness. It can be nothing but God. The devil do not have to live within us. Once we become awakened that the devil only exists because we believe the devil exists by what somebody else told us, because they misinterpretation of what they read in the Bible and what they read in other books, and their interpretation became the truth. And that's why it's important for us to do our own research and stop taking secondhand stuff from other people, because what they tell us most time they got from someone else, and we believe in it without doing research. And the next time somebody tell us something, we need to ask them, where do you get that information from? And when they fight us and say, well, you must not believe in what I'm saying. It's not that I'm not believing in what you're saying. I just want to know what you're sharing with me, where did you get it from? If they cannot tell us and they make it seem as though we have a problem of accepting the truth, we have to get away, we have to separate ourselves from those type of people, because ignorance have caused a lot of people to be in bondage and to live in poverty and to continue to live with anxiety. That's why we must break away right now and stop living a confusing life, like we're supposed to always live in hell. We're supposed to always live paycheck to paycheck. We're supposed to always depend on the government to supply our needs, our wants, and our desires. We're supposed to always go along to get along. We're supposed to always fake it until we make it. Let's get rid of those lies and start building a positive enterprise and accept our own and be ourselves and stop being a follower and start being a leader, because a leader is one that is consciously aware, and a leader is one that truly want for his brother and his sister as he want for himself. A leader is one that is charitable, not just with money, with actions, kind words, and giving only inspiration, motivation, and good news to the situation, so we can turn the problems into progress. We do not have to stay down. Who said that? We can stay where we at, or we can break away. I thank you for tuning in. If you need Roosevelt Muhammad to come to your city, to inspire you and others, to motivate you and others, you can please give Roosevelt Muhammad a call. You can book him for interviews, for a lecture at 612-978-4048. You can book him for advice. Let's do this. Let's stop living with anxiety, and let's experience some real breakthroughs from us breaking away from anxiety and everything else that's been holding us back. Thank you. Have a blessed and prosperous life forever.